everyone. Shall we stand? So as Bert's mentioned, we're trying out a new PA system here. A couple of us have these little earphones in to make us look like security guards. We're hearing strange things here. If I sing out of tune, then let's just blame that today. But you're like, oh, you sang out of tune last week too. Let's just get into a time of worship now, and just wherever you've just come from this week, whatever you just have to go through. As Bert said, I think a lot of us have felt some level of unrest and just busyness. Let's just spend a bit of time now to just approach the throne together.
Presence, Lord. flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence. You are so good to me. You heal my broken heart. You are my Father. You are so good to me. You heal my broken heart. You are my Father in heaven. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. I will sing again.
You ride.
You ride upon the clouds. You lead me to the truth. You are the Spirit inside me.
You ride.
You ride upon clouds. You lead me to the truth. You are the Spirit inside me. Oh, you are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. Oh, you are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. I will sing again.
You are beautiful.
You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. Oh, you are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. I will sing again. You are my strong melody. You are my dancing rhythm. You are my perfect run. And I want to sing forever. Oh yes, I want to sing forever. Jesus, who loves me, you poured out all your blood, you died upon the cross, you are my Jesus, who loves me.
Jesus, we know that we wouldn't be here without you. As we move into the Easter time, we'll remember that if without that acts that you did, without that act of love, that we wouldn't be here. Lord, we know that on the cross is where you took our sin and shame, and that you helped us have victory over it. Lord, that our forgiveness isn't free, but that it came at a cost. But Lord, that you paid the price for us, and for that we are grateful.
Sorrows, Lamb.
soul betrayed, the sin of man and wrath of God has been on Jesus' laid.
Thank you again. join us now as we hear Pastor Spurr speak, Lord. We ask that you speak to us through him. And here we are with open hearts. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. She shared a few months ago about the battles that we've been going through. You know, and then last week was good news that, I got a part-time job. But actually these last 6 months have been probably one of the toughest of our lives. We realised since we've made the decision, the battle that's just been in front of us has been too big. Like, physically, we've just been tired and always ill, like I am now. Emotionally, I think we're just constantly worrying and stressed, and mentally, whether it was the studying or just whatever, the uncertainty of our futures is just—it's just really weighed down on us. And we realise actually, this is—I guess you could say—we weren't fully prepared for what we were heading into. And then we've learned slowly that actually, this is all about just the spiritual battleground that we've been facing. It's the one song, one verse that's kept coming back to us is, why are you afraid? I realise that I've been living with a spirit of fear for the last 12 years or so. I'm scared of everything, actually. I'm scared of what will happen tomorrow, what will happen today. And as Bert brought the passage in Romans 8, it says, for I did not give you a spirit of slavery to let you fall back into fear, but a spirit of adoption as sons. And I'm reminded of Reuben as he's slowly learning to be a human, and actually he finds a security in how we love him, Christina and I. So as I encourage us all to really get into that moment of worship, just cry out, Abba Father. This isn't about the battles that we face or the fears that we have. This is about us being children of God. And I know that's what gets me going every day when I'm scared. But why am I scared? My Father is the creator and king of this universe. In that same chapter in Romans, if my God is for me, then who can be against? That nothing can separate us from the love God. Shall we stand? Child of God.
have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through my veins. Let's declare, I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. So I could walk right through it. My fears are drowned in perfect love. You rescued me, so I will stand and sing. I am a child of God. You split the sea, so I could walk.
Shield and my great reward.
afraid. I will trust in the Lord. 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 And all we are is yours. You are for us.
So God, we know that we can step into this freedom and this life and life to the full. And all we have to do is acknowledge our sonship, that we are your children, that you are for us and none can be against us. And Jesus, we finish with just turning our eyes and focusing on you and giving you all the praise that you deserve. Lord, that Jesus, you are our role model. You are the one that we seek to follow. That we live in the Spirit just like you did. That, Lord, we are co-heirs with you. That we receive that adoption into your kingdom. And that you are enough. You are our ticket. You are our gold dust. You are our treasure. Lord, that we consider and count everything else as lost compared to knowing you.
Turning back, no turning back.
last time. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need, I have decided. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. No turning back, no turning back.
Your name be glorified. It's your life given for us that we live today. And you've come to give us life to the full. And your Spirit has come to guide us and lead us on that path of holiness and righteousness and lead us in that process of sanctification, of becoming more and more holy in you. So cleanse over us, wash over us. Spirit, lead us to the truth so that our thinking and our hearts receive that truth and cling to it, Father God, and desire nothing more than you. Blood of Jesus, wash over us. And Father God, let your love flow over us. We thank you and praise you. So now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of our Heavenly Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit unite us in you, God, forever. Amen. Please be seated, and after a time of personal reflection, just invite you to join us for some tea and biscuits. If you do need prayer, grab someone and just find yourself a corner and just spend a little bit more time just praying if you need to. See you guys next week.